How about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com, and I'm here in the dirt track at Charlotte Pit area with Mark Richards. And Mark, what I wanted to talk to you about was, it's hard for me to believe as much success as you've had over your career that this year you've actually experienced some firsts. You've got your first World 100 win and first Lucas Oil Championship. Just kind of reflect on this year and what that's meant to you from an emotional standpoint or psychological standpoint, or however you want to look at it.
Oh, it was great. Definitely the World 100 was, you know, a long time coming. The Lucas deal, we've only raced one other time for, which was last year. We ran, well, I think we finished second, but no, it was all good, and, you know, it was a great year and best year we've ever had.
And you've had some very good drivers, your own son, you've had Hudson here, and of course Brandon Shepherd. Talk about to me, it takes more than just a good driver and more than just a good car. There has to be the relationship between the two of them and the relationship with the crew. As your job as an overseer, how do you make sure that the crew, the car, and the driver are all on the same page?
Well, it takes a minute. I feel like the guys that win today, on a steady basis, somebody's in charge of the team. And, you look at Bobby Pierce, and Bob's kind of in charge over there. And you look at Ricky Thornton, and, you know, Anthony's kind of in charge over there. And each one of those teams, and including our team, we got guys that, you know, are behind the leaders, and, you know, and I feel like that's what it takes. You know, it takes a lot to win in this deal. I mean, you know, you got to have, you know, a good driver, a good team, a good car, good engine program, and a lot of money that can make all that go. And if you miss any one of those elements, you know, it's going to be tough.
I told Hudson in the little preview piece I did before the Dirt Track World Championship that this is one of the most prepared teams in all of racing, not just dirt racing. Are you that meticulous personality that has to make sure that every I is dotted and every T is crossed?
Well, I mean, I've done that my whole life, and actually have ended up with, you know, three crew guys that, you know, understand and what we're looking for out of each one of them. And without them, you know, I couldn't do it. You know, I got so many things going on that I got to rely on them, you know, to make sure that stuff's done back at the shop. Me, I don't do as much at the shop as I used to, but I've got three guys that are more than capable that specialize in their field of what they're doing, and that makes it easy for me.
We could go up and down this pit area. There's a lot of similarity, a lot of rockets, a lot of longhorns, a lot of engines coming from the same places and all that. So it's just the most minute of details that can make the difference, isn't it?
I think it's definitely the crew. I definitely think the crew and whoever's leading the crew makes the difference. You know, most everybody has got good equipment, and, you know, everybody thinks it's a battle between chassis. It's not really a battle between chassis. You know, obviously, Longhorns win, Rockets win. It's a matter of organizing and getting the right people in the right places.
And that's the last thing. And there's been an awful lot of racing this year, and I've talked to other drivers and other crew chiefs about the stress that's put on crews. How has it been difficult, or has it been rewarding to race as much as there has been, but at the same time be able to, you know, get the crew through all that travel and everything?
Well, that's the big thing, is you got to make it. We'll start as soon as we're done at Sonoma, start preparing for next year. And, you know, we did it last winter whenever we had Hudson here last year after the dirt track. You know, we're not going to go to Alltech. We're not going to go. Hudson's going to go to the Dome, but in another car, not with this team. And we're not going to go out west. You know, we're going to prepare and get our equipment ready. Just like, you know, this summer we had a car at West Virginia got tore up a little bit, and we had enough cars that we were in no panic. So we're not building cars in the middle of the season. So, you know, once we start racing, we're racing, you know, and and we really don't have time. I'm going to wear, you know, you wear your team down if you're trying to build cars and do all that stuff while you're trying to race a schedule like this.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's Mark Richards here in the Dirt Track World Champion. I'm sorry, the Dirt Track at Charlotte Pit Area.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I appreciate it.